When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Am I bored? I do not know. And if I was, would I say so? Even feeling sometimes like leaving, but then I'd be late to the... Oh! Well, we're getting a telephone call. That's exciting. Okay, okay, fine. Hello? Who is this? Is this Natty? This is Natty Bumper Car. And hello?
Is this seriously how you answer the telephone? Like, I was very, very strange. It was very wishy-washy. Hello? Yeah. Hey, Natty, yeah. This is Aloysius.
Hey, Pig.
J-Pig, yep. Obviously. Yep. Checking in on you.
Checking in.
I heard from you in a long time.
Well, you know, I've been kind of bored, and I've just been sitting here, and since we don't have a podcast anymore, I really don't know what to do with myself, and I, What's that? Pig? Are you... Hey, Pig, are you dialing? What are you doing? Can you stop?
It ain't,
what's happening right now?
I don't know. It ain't me. I'm not doing it.
No, I'm just calling.
The number you have reached is not
in
service.
Rufus? Number in service anymore.
Hey, Rufus!
This is the recording.
That's the last number I had for. Hold on a sec.
Rufus, I'm on the phone with Pig right now.
Who's he trying to call? Did he hang... What is he doing? Is he still there?
Let's see here.
Rufus!
Rufus! Trying to...
Hi.
Hello, sir, this line is occupied.
No, yeah, it's occupied by Pig and I. We've been on the phone for a little bit, and you just hopped in and started trying to call people.
No, that couldn't be farther from the truth, Natty. I picked up the phone, didn't hear anyone, and I started, I was dialing, and I was trying to,
No, we were clearly here. I called to talk to Bumper Car, because I hadn't heard from him in a long while, and then you all of a sudden just appear, beep, bop, boop, 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 and then it was disconnected.
Now, what are you, you're listening in on my phone calls now, Natty? This has gone too far. As a lawyer, you should understand that you are breaking some very serious laws by listening to me on the telephone. Wires tapped here. How did you know that I was even on the phone?
So again, we were on the phone, and then we were talking. Pig called me. You must not have heard the ring. And then you picked up and started dialing. Who are you calling anyway?
It's me, normally producer, but since we don't have a podcast anymore, it's just like, really, I miss electronics and I miss audio. And so I just kind of, sometimes I hang out here on the telephone line. I switch board sometimes. I say, oh, who would you like to call? And then I take care of it. So my apologies, Mr. Rufus. I should have asked him and then I could have fixed it. I'm sorry.
You just hang out on the phones? Like, wait, so does that mean you're just, how do you know? Why are you listening? Are you listening? Like, what are you doing?
Now, Mr. Frog producer, as your legal representation, I would like to bring you into my fold. The bill will be forthcoming, of course. And I'm just going to go ahead and say you don't have to answer any questions that this man or any person asks you about this particular or any situation that makes you uncomfortable, okay?
Natty, I'm sorry that I don't know what's going on. I was just calling to check in on you. I guess I could have just walked over to your room, but now I'm glad I didn't do that, because then this would all be happening, I guess, in person, and I'm not here for it. I'm going to probably go, but what's the situation with the podcast?
This actually feels like a podcast to me. It's because we're all here on the telephone talking, and just reminds me of the old days
from a long time ago, really. So like a month ago when that dude broke in and stole all of our equipment, That's a long time ago.
You know, it's all perspective, Natty. It's all how you look at situations. So, for instance, you know, if I'm, let's say I'm a mountain, and in like a million years is a long time, right? But then let's look and say that I'm...
You're a frog. How about a frog?
Oh, yes, I am a frog.
Okay.
So, okay, that scenario works.
Perfect.
Yeah, so let's, you know, I'm a tadpole, right? But then very quickly, I get little legs so I can swim around. And that happens very quickly. So it's all in the perspective of how you look at the time and the thing.
I don't know what he's talking about now. I think this time away from the podcast has not done good things for Mr. Frog producer there. We might need to get him some sort of a hobby, an activity.
I tend
maybe
to...
Maybe crocheting or...
That might be nice.
Some sort of sticker collecting.
Sticker.
Is that a thing that people do?
I think people... I mean, people collect stamps. I don't know if people collect stickers. But I'm sure people do because people have like sticker books where they... I don't know. But producer, you do sound very...
Yeah.
Well, you sound very calm in a way. Very like you're thinking about things.
Well, without the podcast.
I don't know. What's going on?
Yeah, well, so, okay. Without the podcast, you know, too, way heavy on my. I'm not as nervous, you know. It's not like pressure on me all the time. And so I don't do crochet, but I do enjoy the macrame, which is similar but different. And I've been designing and making these hanging baskets for plants. So it's, you know, it's thinking of starting an Etsy for myself, plants produce. I don't know, we're going to come up with a name probably, but yeah, I've got a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah, I also have a lot of time on my hands. I thought I hung up a few minutes ago, but I'm evidently still here. Natty, we're getting into the summer. You know, so I don't know what your plans are, but I'm thinking we need to probably... We don't have a lot of direction right now, and I'm thinking that we need to get together and figure this situation out. Is that something that we can do?
I totally agree. We're getting into summer, and honest, I have a lot of shows coming up.
Oh, well, look at you, mister. I have a lot of shows. I haven't seen any contracts from those shows. Are they even legitimate or not? I need to know, all right? I need to understand the financing. I need to know who's behind it.
Yeah.
I need to know the organizations and the representations. I got very stuck on that word.
Wait, okay. Are you okay? That was...
Are you okay?
That made me cough.
Somebody, you go get a glass of water and we are just going to... I will take over here on the microphone. So, it is a big time here in the summer and I am going to...
Frog. Producer.
Macrame. I'm not good for this. Somebody else talk. Well, I don't give up.
There's a reason you're kind of a behind-the-board kind of frog. You know, you like to run the knobs and the sound and everything, but, this isn't... You're not really cut out for the microphone talk. Like, for me, for instance... Somebody, give me a suggestion. Some sort of suggestion.
An umbrella. An umbrella.
Oh, okay, I heard umbrella. Now give me a location where, let's say, it would be strange for an umbrella to be.
At a macrame class.
That's a terrible suggestion. Anybody else with another suggestion?
I'm back. Sorry about the coughing. What are we doing right now? What is happening right now?
I think Aloysius is going to do some improvisation for us. We have an umbrella, and we don't know where the umbrella is though. So it's very exciting. Who knows where this is going to go?
My mind is just racing now. Like, where can this umbrella be? How about if this umbrella is on a first date? How about we put the umbrella?
Oh, no.
He's on his first date.
Okay, but we don't have to really do. Come on, we don't have to do improvisations. We can Just everybody finish our phone conversations and go on about our day.
Everybody ignore Natty. So, okay, there's an umbrella, and it's on its first date. Okay, so,
hey, Monster.
Hey, Monster. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Oh,
it's good
boy.
To see you, too. Okay. So we have an umbrella on a first date.
At a ping pong tournament. At a ping pong tournament.
I love it. It's very nice. It's very strange, this situation. It's like, would this situation ever really happen? I don't even know.
Good point. Who is the umbrella there on a date with? We didn't think about that.
Well, I mean, I'm afraid of the stage, obviously, but I'd like to throw my hat into the ring. Could I possibly be part of the scene?
I like it. Okay, so we have an umbrella. It's on a date. It's first date at a ping pong tournament with Rufus T. Rufus.
No.
This is gonna be hilarious.
I'm happy that you guys are excited about this and that this is something that you clearly are into, and I can tell that you miss the podcast, the bumper podcast, and we need to figure out the equipment because you guys are all great. I'm happy. We're gonna figure this out, okay?
We're gonna figure it out right now by doing the improvisation.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready. Okay, ready. Here we go.
Okay. Hello, Umbrella. I'm your date tonight. We're gonna go to a ping pong tournament.
No, I'm done. I gotta fix this dial tone. Hold on. Wow. Oh, come on. No, absolutely not. Yeah, I'm not answering the phone. Answering the phone earlier was clearly a mistake, but that is okay. It's nice that Pig was calling to check in on me, especially because I was singing a lonely song, a bored song. I gotta get the podcast back together. I gotta get the crew back together. It's the summer, you know, and we have a lot of adventures. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We had a lot of stuff to do. And I feel bad for all the bumper podcasteteers who are out there just wondering, waiting to hear what's going on here at headquarters. I feel terrible is how I feel. But at least Come on in. Who is it?
Wow. You really got...
Yeah, hi.
The door's got some serious squeak to it.
Yes.
You should probably...
I'm gonna...
I don't know, oil it. I don't know what you do to doors.
Hey, Pig. Yes, I need to oil the door hinges because the door is ridiculously creepy.
Yeah, I get it. I was trying to call you back, but it was just going straight to... It was not... No one was answering, so I just wanted to say, check in on you.
Come in. Okay, there's the door again.
Wow, Natty, that door is very... it's me, Rufus T. Rufus.
And producer's here, too.
Hey.
We lost the connection, and so we were just worried about wanting to check in.
Yeah, I'm fine. But who's up for some macrame?
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by a producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.